It is with resolve that you must focus the energy of intended to bring in forth this phase of the project. There is indeed a nuance of difference in these. One can intend to do something, but never actually do it. Resolve is the spark that holds the intent at the forefront of the field of activity within your awareness. This phase referred to what might be called the second layer of activity towards the initiation of the project. The phase of getting the word out does not cease because a new phase has begun. One simply adds the beginning of the next phase in a layering sense. Phase one was something like the foundation of a pyramid. Now we're beginning the second layer of the construction before the first layer is complete. Visualize how graphics complete a picture on the computer. It begins and does not always complete the picture in total horizontal motion, one line at a time, and the picture at some point complete. Next, consider this in a holographic focus for the planet. In your mind's eye, you can see where the information has gone and paint in the areas where the information has been sent. If you see the planet as dark and information painted as in lighted areas, you can begin to see the picture. You can see the sprinkles of light spreading outward. Even people who have heard and consciously rejected the information reflect a degree of light, and it remains waiting to be fully reflected. It is because you cannot know how many of these there are that you have difficulty in grasping the magnitude of the accomplishment that this phase has reached and continues to expand. 100th monkey point is very close indeed. Portions of phase two are already in motion, and momentum will expand it much more quickly than phase one. Because of this awareness brought forth by phase one, there are many that are waiting and wondering what it is that they can do now that they are aware. We shall provide that answer, and it will seem to me then an easy thing to do, for they are being asked to do something that can be done privately and without drawing any notice. And it is the most powerful thing that needs to be done. It's a focused, pivotal change of attitude from victim to empowerment. The great resistance to phase one information was because each thought it would involve armed revolution to accomplish the change. We know that a change is not our goal. A new paradigm of experience begins with totally different techniques and methods, and there is no countermeasure in a place once it had begun. It can be countered only with reactive measures that would make deviations within the negative plan. This would bring forth chaos within that focus. The negative plan is to counter the flow of creative energy within it exists. It requires continuity and narrowly defines focus that links together. This is absolutely essential. It is with joy that we share these segments of information so that you may begin to understand more than just the nature of the negative plans, but also to understand the weak links available within their plans as opportunities. We can continue to guide you as how to gnaw away at these links as long as we are asked. Please remember to do this. To receive and follow through is of critical importance, but do remember to ask. Your appreciation is warmly received and your follow through is applauded with zeal at many levels. However, the key is always to use your free will to choose. There is a children's song used to teach the letters of your alphabet. The alphabet is the foundation of the written words in your language. What we desire you to learn to use is what the foundation of manifested self-awareness. Just as you must learn to apply the alphabet to written language and combinations of sound to speak the language, you must use the principles that form the foundation for directing the flow of thought into the coagulated energy that creates what is experienced as life. It is the utilization of the potentiality underlying all that is known at every level. This is accomplished through a process mentioned before and is reflected at the very basis of your ability to remain in your earthly form, breathing. In a simple format, it is drawn to the expansion of the lungs, rest, contraction of the lungs, rest, and repeat. The lung is a vehicle of containment and motion. It, in turn, is contained within the totality of a greater consciousness awareness vehicle, the body. This is a pattern matrix that is repeated in endless variety. The stumbling block is to learn to appreciate this variety each time is encountered and remember that it is but a unique manifestation of the basic pattern matrix. This difficulty is especially true if there is distortion in the particular expressions encountered through experience. The more confrontational the experience, the more distortion is occurring, not in just one, but in both individuals. Distortion, unfortunately, ripples outward and encompasses groups of interacting individuals. When the interactive distortion becomes large enough, Then, in order to correct the distortion, a large number of those involved must return to the relearning and application of the basic fundamentals of manifested experience. Simply stated, they must relearn and apply the universal laws. Guess where your planetary inhabitants are. Fortunately, you have at your disposal communications with a high potentiality of reaching vast numbers, at least at the moment. Mounting pressures of multiple layers of oppression are creating tension within those that can be reached, and yet there are many ways of reaching them. 100 years ago, this would not have been possible, even though there were fewer to reach. These communication possibilities have been named mass media for good reason. There is no reason why these cannot be utilized for a reason contrary to which is originally intended. Perhaps there was even help in bringing them into such widespread use. Could be. Guidance in many areas is available upon request. Where are your requisitions? The length of these daily messages depends on how much information can be received and assimilated, and in conciseness of the message format. Clarity and conciseness are the goals. With enough repetition to assure that the information is planted in fertile ground. If not, then another approach is used. For the greater part of human consciousness, the substitution of a new focus within their awareness is all that's necessary. For others of you, much more is involved. You have committed to physical action and the conception and dissemination of this new focus. After all, someone has to plant the seeds of thought that comprise the foundation of this new paradigm before they can begin to grow, mature, and reseed themselves. If you are reading this information, or are hearing it, then you are chosen. Now the ball's in your court, and you will choose to be chosen or not. It's your free will decision. Our blessings are given as you process the information and provide it to others for their consideration. In your vernacular, hang in there. The roller coaster ride is just beginning. You have not even gotten to the exciting points. Just know you are strapped in and the ride will end. However, I doubt you will wish it would last longer. Not this time.